My name is Michelle Owen, and carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The purpose of the research is to compile a portrait of modern-day UK. Could I ask you please your name, your age and where you come from?
I'm David Piper, I'm 54 and I'm from St Albans.
How are you, David?
I'm fine, thank you.
Can you tell me how you heard about the project?
Initially a friend of mine who lives near me told me about it, so I went and searched on the internet, found the webpage. It looked like a project I might be interested in participating in. So a few days after I'd read about it, I decided to apply.
What particularly inspired you to take
part? It's an interesting work of art. One 2,400th of a large project gives me a chance to get out of my office and do something out in the open, which is interesting. I've no other real reasons apart from that. I've looked at other projects, Spencer Tunick installations where everybody gets naked and gets photographed, and I wanted to take part in some of those, but the opportunity never arose. I don't intend to get naked today, but yeah, it's that sort of thing that attracts me.
What is it about the Spencer Tunick type work that appeals to you, do you think?
Well, I live in a nudist club, so I mean, I spend a lot of my time completely naked. So I mean, he gets hundreds of people out into the open, and takes photographs of them. So that really is really rather cool, in my opinion.
Can you describe what you're wearing for me, please?
I'm in my really sharp suit, grey pinstripe, with a green shirt, and I've got a Looney Tunes tie on, with Bugs Bunny screaming and Daffy Duck.
Could you tell me just a little bit more about the community where you live?
There's 32 full-time residents and an equal number who spend the summer there. We're a small residential community, sort of laid-back, hippie-ish community. It's been there since the 1930s in a patch of woodland. I moved in about 4 years ago when a relationship broke up, and I thought it would be an interesting place to live.
What's it like to live there?
It's very nice. It's a gated community behind big high hedges, and so you're very isolated from the outside world, so you don't really know what's going on a lot of the time. We're almost sort of xenophobic, in fact, in some ways, the way in which people behave in there. They sort of repel all borders, don't like people coming in, which I find a bit strange. I'd like to make the place a bit more open. But they're rather elderly as well. A lot of the people have been there since the 1940s and 50s, so they've now got quite an elderly community. So actually a bit of young blood coming in, somebody in their 50s, which I didn't think I was particularly young, but they all say, oh, that nice young man's moved in. Very strange place. You should come and visit.
You mentioned an office earlier on, that you work in an office.
A shed, yes, I have a garden shed I work in, yes. I mean, the building that I live in is just a collection of it was started off as a large shed, and people just added to it over the years. So when I acquired it 4 years ago, the shed on the front, which would have been the porch, or the entrance, I blocked off the door, so I used the door at the back, and that is my office. So it's just the hallway, really. So it's just me and a laptop. But you've got to have somewhere to store all your stuff.
What do you do in the office?
I'm a computer engineer. The main task at the moment is I monitor some online servers for some internet billing companies. So they're based in Australia, so I'm really doing their night shift for them. So I just sit and watch a couple of screens that say everything's working okay. Sometimes things go wrong, I have to make international phone calls and stuff to get stuff sorted. But mostly I just watch. Plus I do some graphic design work as well. A friend of mine runs a magazine to do with naturism, nudists, and so I do some graphic design work for her as well. And I also, during the summer, I've been working as a receptionist for the Naturist Club as well, taking their phone calls. So sort of a mixture of things to sort of scrape a living.
What's it like to work in that isolated way?
Well, coming here into the porter cabin this morning, I got all the office banter. I realised how much I had missed all of that. I get a little bit of the banter because I talk to people who's taking over from or handing off the shift, but it is literally for 5 minutes. So yeah, It is very isolated, which is one of the reasons why I thought I need to get out and start doing some other things. One of the reasons for working as the receptionist in the Naturist Club is to actually meet some of the other people and get out and about a bit more. I'm seriously considering at least taking a part-time job somewhere, if only just to get out and meet people, because the little closed environment I'm in is not really what it should be. I think I need to spread my wings a bit more.
What's been their reaction of that community to you taking part in this project?
Oh, they're all mad keen. They've been they're all gonna sit and paddle around a computer somewhere and watch me, I think. So they really like it.
Have you got any friends or supporters here today?
Yeah, a couple of my near neighbours should turn up this morning, and another lady that I know should come past on her way to work, because she works just around the corner near Trafalgar Square, so she should come along. So they're going to come and heckle, I think. They're not going to support, they're going to heckle, I just know they are.
Can you tell me what you're going to do with your hour on the plinth?
Well, I'm going to take a computer and a Skype phone, and hopefully going to talk to some random strangers and ask their opinion of the project and what's going on. If that doesn't work, or they don't call me, then I'll make some outgoing calls to some friends. And hopefully the audio will come out over the live feed so people can hear both sides of the conversation.
Who are you doing this for, would you say?
I'm doing it for myself, I suppose, more than anything. But I'm also doing it for all the people watching. It's a very public display of yourself. So yeah, I'm doing it for me, but I'm doing it for other people as well, so all the people watching.
What's important in your life at the moment?
Scraping a living at the moment. Life's quite difficult at the moment, financially quite poor. So yeah, just sort of getting from day to day. So this project actually gave me something else to think about for a few weeks. So I've been, it's been a different aspect of my life, which is quite good.
Any hopes or fears about this experience?
The hopes are that it goes well and it's successful, not just for me, but for everybody who takes part. The fears, I suppose everyone's slightly scared of making a complete arse of themselves, but apart from that, no, I don't think I've got any real fears about it. I'm not scared of the heights. If the equipment doesn't work or anything, I'll just smile sweetly and think of something else to do.
Do you have any expectations?
Keep your expectations low is my motto, I think, really. Yeah, the expectations are that I'm going to be swamped with phone calls and people will be sending me chat messages on the internet, left, right and centre. That's the expectation. The reality might be somewhat different.
Do you have lots of friends on the internet that you speak to?
Yeah, I do actually, yeah. I suppose there's about 100 people following a Twitter feed and they send me direct messages. And I've got a blog which has some followers as well, so I chat about what I'm doing. So yeah, there's quite a few people that I talk to on the internet. It makes me sound really sad, that, doesn't it? But I do have real friends as well.
What's the main thing you would say about yourself? How would you paint a picture of yourself?
Oh, I'm just this sort of weird eccentric guy, aren't I? Been into sort of computers and things, electronics since school days, so this is just what I do. So pretty much everything I do is an extension of that. So yeah, I'm just the sort of the mad scientist type, really. But I'm the guy people bring their faulty televisions to and things like that.
How do you feel about that?
Well, that's fine. Yeah, I'm cool with that. Yeah, I like that.
What impact do you think standing on the plinth will have?
Impact? I don't think individually you have an impact. I don't think it's like that. It's a bit like looking at a painting and just seeing one small brushstroke. It doesn't really make the impact. It's the whole work of art that's the important thing. And I'm just that little brushstroke, so I don't think I'm making that much of an impact.
Have you had any previous experience of performing at all?
No, I'm not a performer. I'm the guy in the back room twiddling the knobs on the audio equipment. So, I mean, in the past, whenever I've done any sort of performing, if that's the word to use, it's always been a group of things. So if I went to a Spencer Tunick installation, for example, there'd be hundreds of us. I'm just one in a crowd. So no, I've never been out there individually. like the stand-up comic Lenny on the stage. No, I've never been like that before, so this is the first time for that. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens. Well, I'm not scared of public speaking. I have stood up and given lectures and talks in a room full of people. That doesn't faze me at all, as long as I'm well prepared. And I'm well prepared for today, so I think I'll be okay.
What sort of things would you be talking about in your lectures? What sort of material would that be?
Mostly computer security. I was involved a few years back with some computer security lectures, just giving talks to people in business.
So
about
some laughter in the background.
There's the security, particularly of computers and of buildings, is quite important. And we were going out giving lectures to employees, mostly of Virgin Media, explaining about the problems that can occur and how they can make their buildings more secure and their computers more secure. So groups of maybe 20, 25 people, just chatting to them, fairly informal.
Does the artist's concern to democratise art relate to your decision to be here today or take part?
Not really, no, I don't think so.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Nope, I think I've said enough. Thank you.
Thank you very much.